We are learning Masechtas Soita Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Ad shelo nimchako ha-Megillah omra eini shoyse. If before the Megillah was erased in the water, she says I'm not drinking, so then she doesn't have to drink. Megillah sa nignezes. The halach is that you put the Megillah into Sheamus. U'mechasa mispazeres al adashan. And the mincha, you spread al adashan. Al adashan means let's do one thing at a time. Megillah nignezes. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Betzidei heichel." It sounds like you bury in the ground. The chol kisei kaidah she'ena ruin likros behem nigdos leyes bazu. This has a shame, Hashem. It's a real shame. So halach is kisei kaidah. You have to bury it. You have to be nignez. It has to be buried because it's shame. The top tosis it brings down from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi toni nignezes tachas tziroi shel heichel. Lama b'shul shakka, which means you put it under the hinges of the door of the heichel in order to grind it up, and that's how you're gonna that'll be the nignezes. Now the Macharim have a shver because the Macharim highlighted erase Hashem's name. Here, when you open and close the door, what you're doing is you're erasing the paper. So the Macharim is a stickler there. It's a psik ratio. It's a, even though it's ain't a mechavim, but it's a psik ratio. So the Macharim mucha with that question, and there's different truths in that they say. Back upon him, and it could be asked Rashi Midos when he says with tzidei heichel, some of gears of a tzirei heichel. Back upon him, the halacha is that the Megillah is nignezes. The next thing it says is minchasa mispazeres al adashan. Why? Why can't you just be paid it? The teretz is zog Rashi that the reason is because it has kedushas aguf already. Once you put it into klisharis, it has kedushas aguf, and the halacha is that things that are puzzle that when like say kachim kachim that you're not allowed to bring out of the azara. So then the halacha is also has to be burnt in the Azara. So therefore you burn it on the base of Dashan. That's a place in the Azara where they burnt all the Dashan. Now, it's a raya from that, L'chari da'ogon according to Rav Shimon and Rav Akiva, who hold that you bring the mincha before the mechika. Because here it says, actually nimcha ka megillah. So why was that mincha mukadesha? So L'chari is before the mechika's megillah. So the Targum says, "Going to Shimon and Rekiva hold that before the Mechikas Megillah, you do the Mincha." So here the case was the Mincha ready was Mekudesh, so that's why you have to Mispazeres al Adashan. And the Targum Rosh handles this Shaila. The Lachar sounds like it's going to that man the Yama. He says maybe it's going that they did like it then. They punked Mekadesh it. Ve'ein Megillasak Sheir LaHashkus Basayt Acheres. And the third halacha is you can't use this Megillah now for someone else. Remember, Megillah doesn't say the name of the Saita, it just says the parasha of the Saita, three shittas in the Mishnah we had before, what you write exactly on the Megillah, but that's you wrote a Megillah here, you wrote a Megillah Saita, so I can use it for another Saita. Teretz is, because we know it's a din l'shma, there's a din they need, k'siva l'shma, it says v'asla akayin, you have to do k'siva l'shma, so that's why the halacha is you can't be mashka, another Saita with this Megillah. What about her? It's a great question. And the Acharim talk about that. They say you could use it for her. Now, what would be the case? So what would be the case that she said already, Eini Shoyse, she's Moedish, she's Tamei, she can't change her mind. So one of the cases they bring is, let's say you wrote the Megillah, and then you had Edom Zoymim on the Eidei Stira. On the Eidei Stira, the Edom who said that she was saying with Edom Zoymim. So now she doesn't have to drink. Then, Maisa, a year later, they have Eidei Stira again. And this is a real Eidei Stira. So then maybe you could use the Megillah. What? She was not Maida. She was not Maida. They didn't give it a drink because of Eidei Zayim. That was the reason, yes. That could be a case. We could use it again.
She says that
Eidei Zayim, she didn't have the mind 5 minutes. So that's a Gemara right before the Mishnah. We had that before. And the Gemara applies Teiku. So I don't know what the answer to that is. Gemara says Teiku. We don't know the answer to that child. It says, Bailu, Amra Eidei Zayim. And then she says, Shaisen is Shaila Bala Chazarade. Akaponim, the... But here, that's the dig that Maishi's making over here. It says that ain migal shiro hashkus b'asata acheres. But her herself, you could use it again. Nichlecha ha-megillah. If the Megillah got erased already, v'amra tamei ani, then she says tamei ani. So then the halacha is also hamayim nishpachim. You spill out the water because she says tamei ani. So you don't give it the drink anymore. So hamayim nishpachim. You spill the water out. And this is the kuliyama tamei ani. That for sure. The whole shava four is any shaisa you force her. But if she says tamei ani, that she's tamei. Finished. Hamayim nishpachim. You spill out the water. Mechasa mizvezeres al beis deshan. And you put the mincha on the base of deshan. Again, you have to. It's mekudesh already. So you burn it in the hazara. Nimchaka Megillah Vamra Eini Shoyse. Unless she says, I'm not going to drink, I don't want to drink. The Megillah was Nimchak ready and she says, I don't want to drink. Ma'aranoi so Mashkinoi so Akarfi. You force her to drink because here we have a tzad. The reason why she's saying she doesn't want to drink is not because she's tummy, because she's nervous. So then we first force her to do it, like Rashi says, Dilma Tahirihi, Machmas Rishusa Kamra. Maybe she's Tahirah. So we force her to drink, say, drink it anyway, you know, Manam Shach. If you're Tommy, then you deserve it. If you're not Tommy, you drink it. It's going to be good for you. Akapana, the Mishnah goes further. What happens if Shitaka was, she was not innocent, she was guilty? Before she finishes drinking it, her face turns green, and her eyes bulge, she gets full of these veins. In her face, all her veins are popping out. And they say, bring her out quickly so the Azara should not become Tomei. Now, we'll see the Gemara we'll talk about. We know there's no Isser of Tomei Mace. This is not happening in the Azara. They don't give it to drink in the Azara. Where they give it to drink, either Bashar Nikner or in the Ezra Snoshim, not in the Azara. She doesn't come into the Azara. So what's the problem? L'chaira, Machna Leviya, there's no problem of a mace in Machna Leviya. Tumma mace, let it be in Machna Leviya. There's not be in the Azara. So Gemara will ask that Kasha. So they tell her, bring it, the Tzuyus of Tomei Azara, which means the Ezra Snoshim or Bashar Nikner. If Yesh Lo Schos, she has some kind of schos, and we'll see on Daf Chaf Aleph what that schos is. Ha'isa Taila, that would be Taila her. It means give her a year. Yes, schos Taila Shonachas. She has a big schos, then even though she's guilty, she'll live another year. Yes, schos, she has a bigger schos Taila Beis Shonam, 2 years. Yes, schos Taila Givin Shonam, she has a bigger schos.
What was the first Taila?
It's Yes, schos Taila. There's Taila. There's Tlinella. Now that Mishnah explains what type of Tlia. Either 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year Tlia. The Maral and the Chaval explains that if after 3 years ready she lives, then it's a Shikla Chazaka, so then that's why it's never more than 3 years that she gets this Tliya. Mekano ben Azai, so Ben Azai says from this Inyan of Eschus, we see from here, Chayiv Odom Lamed Esbita Torah. There's a Chayiv to teach your daughter Torah. Why? Shem Tishte Teidash Eschus Torah. Because she might drink and she knows she's guilty and she sees she's living through it. So she's going to say, oh, the whole thing is a joke, this whole asaita. So therefore, you got to teach her Torah, which means Torah Shabbat Peh, even, that you should know that such a thing is Schus Torah. And therefore, if she doesn't die and she knows she's guilty, she'll know the reason is because of Schus Torah. Therefore, it's a chiyah because of that to teach her Torah, as Ben Azri said. Rabbi Eliezer, amen, no. Kamalamed bit de Torah, loim de Tiflis. Anyone who teaches his daughter Torah, it's ki'ilu, we'll see in the Gemara, it says, changes to ki'ilu, loim de Tiflis, teaches her tiflus, which is immorality. Rabbi Shua Eimer, Roitze Isha Bekav Vitiflus Metes Kav Mepricious. Again, we have to see this Gemara in the Chafal Mamez, explains what it means. What it means is that an Isha rather have a Kav, which is much less luxuries than food, Vitiflus, and have a husband with her, than to have Tes Kav Mepricious. Rather than having a beautiful house and millions of dollars, but a husband's never around. She'd rather have a husband around and less money than never having a husband around. He said another member, Chosid Shaita, we'll see what that means, what's Chosid Shaita, Rasha Arum, and the Isha Prusha, Umakis Prushim, Hare Elu Mavali Olam. These are all people who destroy the world. Makis Prushim is someone who like bangs himself into walls to show that he's a big Anav and a Tzenua. Akapanim, and we'll see Chasa Shaita, for example, is someone who does not save a woman from drowning because he doesn't want to touch a woman. And these type of things, these are all Chatzko Chasa Shaita. We'll see in the Gemara, Hare Elu Mavali Olam. Adkan our Mishnah.
This is pretty much she started dying right away if she
doesn't
have Mitzchosim.
Right.
How do they
bring
according to
Rav Shimon
Akiva, how do they bring
carbon after? No, so Allah is, Rav Shimon Akiva only bring carbon first. The man wants to bring carbon afterwards, the Allah is, nothing will happen to her until you bring the carbon. The Gemara speaks that first, in the Testament of Vez. The Gemara will not, nothing will happen to her until afterwards, until you bring the carbon. Because the carbon is Karis Oven, it's still afterwards. That's what it has. The Gemara is before, it says Maskaris Oven, that wasn't on this, and the Chesna base says Maskaris, that the new Maskaris Oven, until you bring the carbon, nothing happens. Taki, you're right, so nothing will happen until you bring the carbon. We'll see that later on today's daf, sorry. We'll see it later on today's daf about the very good question. We'll see it later on today's daf, that's Maskaris Oven, that Echadami, until you bring the Mincha, nothing will happen. Yes. Zotik Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmur, famous Gemara we have is on the Mesechlis, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmur. Mashim Ramek. She see loyim b'tayre etzar Rabbi Kiva. When I was learning Torah by my Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva, he see matl kankatoy mosei chadiyoy. I put a certain type of sap or some kind of sulfur into my diyoy, and that will help the diyoy not get erased. But loy omli dava, and Rabbi Kiva did not tell me anything. No problem. Shabasi etzar Rabbi Shmuel, when I came to Rabbi Shmuel, omalei, When he moved from Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Shmuel to a new Rebbe, his Rebbe asked him, "What's your job? What do you do?" I'm a cipher. Amali bini, be very careful in your job as a cipher. Maybe you're gonna miss the ice. If you add an ice or you're missing ice, it's possible for the whole world to get destroyed by that. What's example? Rashi gives an example. He says, if you missing an ice, for example, it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Vashem Elikim Emes. If you chas v'shalom leave out the aleph, it's Vashem Elikim Meis chas v'shalom Meis instead of Emes. So if you're missing one ice, it's terrible. Or you add an ice. Let's say Bereishis Bara Elikim, you add on a vav, it's Baray Elikim. Bereishis Bara Elikim. So again, it could cause major apikarsis. So therefore, be very careful in your job because you can mark kolam kulay. So what did Rameya answer? Amarti loy dova echad yeshli. I have this special mineral. So nimatol sechadrei. I put it into my job. It's kankatam shmoy. So how do you answer the question? We'll see in the Gemara. Amali, so Shmuel said back then, v'chimatilim kankatam sechadrei. You're allowed to put kankatam into your day. But Torah says umacha. You have to have a ksav shiyochel limchos, which means Rabbi Shmuel holds you could use the Sefer Torah for the site. Let's say you don't have a Megillah site, you cut out a piece of Sefer Torah to use Megillah site. It has to be erasable. Therefore, you can't write a Sefer Torah, or at least a parasha site, Shabbai, you can't write with this type of DI, with this type of ink. Why not? Because it won't be possible to be erased. Like Rashi speaks out, Rashi speaks out, Rashi says, "V'shmol sava moichel loy menat Torah, v'loy boy k'siv l'shma." You don't k'siv l'shma. V'aparishus soita luchadeka kapa. So Rashi says that only a parish soita was tiny and can't do that. But the rest of those Sefer Torah you could. Tosis and Erevin actually says that the entire Sefer Torah you can't do it. Maybe because it's the Rabbanon, we can learn it out from k'siva k'siva. Agaponim. There's a tzad, maybe even means the whole Sefer Torah. So this is the conversation. So just to repeat the conversation. Rabbi Meir is by Rabbi Kiva. He put Kankatam in the eye. Rabbi Kiva says nothing. He went to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel asked him what's his job. Rabbi Shmuel then tells him, you've got to be very careful. Then he says, you know what? I put Kankatam in my eye. And he says, no, you're not allowed to do that because of Macha. Now, what is Rabbi Meir saying Kankatam in the eye? You got to do with anything. Mike Amalei or Mike Mahadle? So when I may answer, when he told me to be very careful, he answered, you know, not only am I a baki in chaseris and yeseris, and therefore I'm very careful not to add words or missing any words, or missing any letters, I'm not even worried about a zvuv landing on a dalet. The Dilma Osi, Yosva Tagi Dalet, land on the corner of the dalet, umachle and erase it, mashle erase, turn into a resh. I'm not worried about that. If you search something, turn it down to Reish, let's say Hashem Echad, Hashem, it'll stand like Hashem Acher, Chas Shalom. So, therefore, he said, I'm not worried about that. Why? Because Dov Echad Yashli, I have something in my tool chest, Shani Matas Echad Yoy, but can't get them Shemoy. So he says, look, I have something even to save from those type of problems. And Rabbi Shmuel says back, no, because Lechaira, he says, Umacha, it has to be Ksav Shiyachal Limchaz. I'm asking you a stereo question in the Maisa. Andy, but I looked in the Braisa where the story is brought down differently. Omer Meir, because you see Lama Torah to Rabbi Shmuel. His first Rabbi in this story is Rabbi Shmuel. We're learning Torah by Rabbi Shmuel. You see, Mata Kankatam Sechadiyah, but Omer Lidava. He didn't tell me anything. Because Shabbosi, it's Rabbi Kiva, also a liar. Rabbi Kiva says also to me. So it's two Kashas. Kasha Shimon Shashimish. First of all, it's Shver, who he learned by first. But Kasha also, this is a shver because in our first story, Rabbi Shmuel is one of asses. Here, it's Rabbi Kiva asses. So it's a stira, the two stiras. So we want to answer one of the stiras. Bishlama Shimush Hashimush Loi Kasha. It's not shver. Mikara Asla Kamei Rabbi Kiva. He first started learning Rabbi Kiva. Kivin Lamatzik Kamali Bay. He couldn't keep up with Rabbi Kiva's svaras. Like Rashi says that he had a reason for everything. Why this is mutta asher? He couldn't keep up with it. So also came to Rabbi Shmuel, went to Rabbi Shmuel, Gama Gemara. He learned a lot of Bakiyas, learned all the Mishnayas, all the Gemaras, he learned a lot of things. Hod also came to Rabbi Kiva, came back to Rabbi Kiva, and it should say learning Gemaras before the Gemara's times, but it means he learned all the sugyas and he got all the ideas. Then he went back to Rabbi Kiva. Hod also came to Rabbi Kiva, Sava Svara. So it's not Shvara. He first went to Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Shmuel, back to Rabbi Kiva, so both stories could work out. But Asra is still Shver. Asra Kasha. That's Shver. It's theory because who asked it? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. That's Taka Kasha. That was staying Shver with that Kasha.
Well, I guess it was Asra.
Huh?
Well, Or can it be that they both asked
it? It says Lo Amli Dava. It says they didn't ask it. It says they didn't ask it. And it says the other one asked it. Lo Amli Dava, it says. Tanya Rehuda Eimer, Eimer Remeya. We have raised Eimer Remeya. Lechol Matilim Kankadim Osechadiyai. You let it put Kankadim into the Diyai for all Kisvei Kodesh. Chutz a Parashah Soita Levad. Besides a Parashah Soita. Now, Parashah Soita would sound like in the Sefer Torah. You can't put any Kankatam in the Diyah in Parashah Soita. Rabbi Yaakov Eimer Meshmoy, Chutz a Parashah Soita Shal Mikdash. Besides the Parashah Soita of Mikdash, which was written on a cloth, there you have to use a plain Diyah, not Diyah with Kankatam. That's Pasha, because you have to erase it in the water. So, Maibinai, what's the Nafkamina? What's the Bir HaMachloik? It's a two Pshatim Rameya. Maibinai, or Rabbi Yirmiya, Limch Glomana Torah Kamnayu. Nafkamina is, are you allowed to use a Sefer Torah? Erase from a Sefer Torah for the Soita. And this machlek is really known machlek. The first machlek is Tanoim. Vahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. Tanoim Tanoi Braisa. Ein Megillosa Kasher Lahashkis Ba Soita Acheres. A Megillah that was used for one Soita is not kosher to be written for another Soita. Rav Achi Bar Yoshi Amar Megillosa Kasher Lahashkis Ba Soita Acheres. You could use the Megillah for a different Soita. So Gemara says, look, we have here on top of the Amun machlek is Tanoim. Can I use a Sefer Torah for a Soita? And we have no machlokes. It says, can I use Rachel's Megillah for Leah? Right? So it's the same machlokes, right? So shall I have to be lishma or not? That's what I'm saying. Shall I have to be lishma? If anyone wants to say there is good enough to be lishma, so I can use Rachel's for Leah. If you hold the lishma, I can't use Rachel's for Leah. What? Why?
Because you can't, you're
Nignas,
and
Megillah
that's not used.
Right, so Agmar holds it one on the turn. It has to be lishma, yeah. It has to be lishma, for sure. So Zakta Gemara, Amar Rav Papa. Dilma, it's the Kuvit of Chalikas, I'm not telling you that. I'm not but Dilma Lohi. Atkan Lekoma Tanakama Hossam. Maybe in this price we just learned, the reason why Tanakama says no good, Elekim Intik Lashem Rachel, Loi Hodram Nitik Lashem Leia. Since you wrote it Lashem Rachel, Lehedia, Beforish, so then you can't use it, you already wrote it specifically for Rachel, I can't use it for Leia. I will tell you the stomach, Siva, Hachinar Nachkina, maybe the Torah is better because that's Stam. That's a blank, it's a blank. So therefore it's better, I can use that, it's a parashah that's not written to anyone, maybe then I could use it. So it's not a raya, maybe he holds that I just can't do the same someone else, but maybe it's good enough for Torah. And Rav Nachman says all the way also, Omer Nachman by Yitzchok, Dim Elohi, maybe Atkan like Komer Rav Achi by Yerushia, maybe Dafka by Rochel and Leah, there it's fine, Hossam, Ela Megillah D'Ichtov Shem Alos Ba'ilam, there at least it's written for a Saita. Avot Torah the Islamic Siva, but Torah is not written to Saita at all, it's written to learn. Hachinami, the Lever Kingdom, maybe you can't use it. So that means it's not one machlekes is not totally machlekes. You could go both ways. You could say that Torah is better in a way because it's not written to anyone, and it's worse in a way because it's not written for Lashem Saita. And therefore, it's lav dafka toli zavizera two machlekesim. But one thing we have for sure is that Achi Bar Yeshua does not hold of writing something Lashma because he holds that you could write a Megillah for Rachel and then use it for Leah. Gemara is a kasha from Gittin. Rav Achi Bar Yisho, less like kasha of a garish ishto. Someone writes a get to a garish his wife. V'nimlach, and he decides, you know what? Forget it. Matzu ben Iroi. Someone from a city finds the get. Now the get is the exact name as him and his wife's name, and also it's the same city. Only shmi kishmecha v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha. You know, the guy's name is Yaakov Weiss. There's a lot of Yaakov Weiss in town, and finish same exact name. The halach is. Possible garish, but he cannot use that get. Amri. So what's the shayla? So you see, Delachayra, you can't write the get. If the get's written for someone else, it's not good. So what? So same thing here.
It's not a get.
Yeah, but it says the same words. The cost of law, the also law. Same words. The cost of law, the shema, and the also law, the shema. It says the same thing. The also law. There says the cost of law. Here, the also law. Exact same thing. Zok the Gemara. I'll tell you the terrorists. Amri, really much terrace. Amri, Hossam, the cost of law, Machmana being Ksiva Lashma. You need Ksiva Lashma. Hacha, Nami, Va'oshala, Mayasiya, Mechika. That, you're right, needs Lashma here. But it's Mechika needs Lashma. The writing doesn't say the cost of Lashma. It says, the cost of us, also a cost of a safe. It doesn't say the cost of law. It says Va'oshala. That means the Kuliyama, Mechika has to be Lashma. But what about the writing? That's already machlokes. That's written lishma. We had a gemara before on daf yud ches samud aleph. The dear gemara sound like it was a shayla. It has to be machik lishma. So we spoke at then. Everyone holds nivichik lishma. That's you see first of here. Everyone holds nivichik lishma. The shayla is about ksiv lishma. But dear just meant that it has to be nicker. It has to be in the same cup. A different cup has to be nicker. But vad machik has to be lishma. Kul yama. The whole shayla is if it has to be written lishma. But the asiyah, which is the machika, has to be lishma. And that's how we're coming out the answer from Gittim, because of Ada is a din l'shma, but it's only the mechika, not in the ksiva.